At the same time, some had to manoeuvre aside within the cluster of ships to allow the bulky, irregular mass of the Retributor to move forward. All this while the hegemony forces kept up a sustained bombardment of pulse rounds, missiles, and submunition clusters. 90% of their vessels were maintaining their standoff positions, yet they were still contributing to the incessant barrage of destruction that clawed at the defenders' interleaved shields.
"Duizhan Kanglo," said Ungasa, "is your weapon ready to fire?"
"Yes, Vice Admiral," Kanglo said. "Our dragon knows where the enemies are."
"You have control of the shields, Duizhan. The timing is fully in your hands, so please, teach these intruders a lesson."
Kanglo smiled wordlessly before his image vanished. This time, Greg could see the weapon itself. Visual feeds relayed from ships near the Retributor showed an odd geodesic-like structure on top of the asteroid habitat. The dome's polyhedrals were translucent, almost with a shimmering moiré effect, while within, a knot of something impossibly bright burned. Then, with a shocking suddenness, the dazzling column of energies lanced out for 2 seconds, then cut out. Then it appeared again, pointing in a different direction. 2 seconds, then off. And again, and again, and again. On the big screens, Greg could see the sheer havoc that the Raug weapon was wreaking in the ranks of the enemy. Ships sliced in half. Some half-wrecked but spiralling off with uncontrolled thrust drives burning. Others blowing themselves apart and catching other vessels in the blast radius. All the hegemony ships were breaking formation now, frantically trying to spread out and make less obvious targets. At the same time, they were managing to keep up the attack barrage, much of which was now directed at the Retributor. Missiles, hull leeches and swarmers converged on that particular spot in the flank of the defenders' formation, and the nearby warships managed to intercept nearly all of them. Beam weapon bursts and particle pulses were harder to neutralise, and the first time a string of them struck the rockhab, Greg felt his mouth go dry. Shattered rock and clouds of grit and dust erupted here and there. And a couple of times an assembly housing or external pipe junction was hit, resulting in a flare of vaporized metal burning up. Greg started to realize how much punishment a big asteroid could absorb. But now it was the defenders' turn to become an easy target. Crowded together in a comparatively slow-moving teardrop formation, this allowed the enemy vessels to concentrate their fire. But even Greg knew this couldn't go on. Minutes later, Ungasa was back on the big screen with a new plan. Divide the combined fleet in three, a command group based on the Vice Admiral's flagship and the Retributor, and two support groups based on the Imisil and Vox Humana vessels, respectively, strengthened with Earth Sphere units. The Imisil commander, first proposer Conliff, nodded emphatically, his facial markings shimmering in impatient silver.
"Dividing our numbers adds to our manoeuvrability, while dividing the enemy's firepower."
The Vox Humana Admiral Olorevich was unconvinced, but Ungasa's promise of 5 Earth Sphere heavy cruisers brought her round. Ash had Berg in the Starfire and Braddock in the Vanquisher go with them too, while deciding to commit the Silver Lance to the Imisil group.